I was very curious, you know, as 11-year-old, what formed the stars, why the world it's like this, what is the source of the sun's energy, all those kind of questions. So in order for you to have an answer to those questions, you must be a scientist. And that is why I fell in love with science and to solve our own African problems.
But Sanamile, but why nuclear physics? Because there are so many disciplines in science. Why nuclear physics?
So people have always asked themselves all kind of questions that have no easy answer, such as like how the world is built, what are the smallest building blocks in nature, why do they stick together to form all different of substances and material in the world. And then again, I became so interested to study nuclear science because of the energy problems that we are having in Africa as a whole. You know, as a nuclear energy source has high capacity factor, so it can solve all our problems. As I'm speaking to you right now, they just cut off the power because of the load shedding. So we are experiencing a lot of blackouts all over Africa. So nuclear being one of the energy sources that has a high capacity factor, that I was interested in it. And again, it's zero carbon emissions.
What do you think are the prospects of nuclear energy in Africa?
It has a potential. However, our leaders, they don't understand it at the moment. So it needs people who are like me who will advocate for it and educate people about it. Because out there, nuclear is perceived as something that is dangerous. You know, if you can think of Fukushima, the incident that happens in Japan. So people, Africa, it's perceived as something that is dangerous. They always think of nuclear bombs and so forth. So it's the matter of educating our leaders, as I mentioned earlier on, that nuclear is one of the cleanest. However, people, they don't know, our leaders, they don't know that. And again, the other challenge that we are having in Africa is that in order for you to build a nuclear power plant, it's extremely expensive. However, the advantage with it is that you will buy the electricity cheaper, and the LOCH of the nuclear power plants is cheaper compared to your renewables, but people, they don't know it.
Talk to me about why you established Women in Science and Engineering in Africa.
There's a shortage of women in science. This is not an African issue. For me, the shortage of women in science is a missed opportunity, because when you check according on the statistics, women are doing well in science. Even myself, I passed my master's with cum laude, which means we can do it as women. It's just that we need that little push. And again, as women, we are emotional beings, and we need mentors. I never had any mentor. I never had a role model figure. So my foundation over all of that